This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report on Monday, the 20th of April. I'm Susanna Streeter. Well, it's time now for a look at the financial markets. And earlier, I spoke to Peter Yankauskas, Director of Research at Oakbrook Investments in Chicago, Illinois. I asked him what investors have been getting excited about.
Well, I think they've bounced back from Friday's sell-off amid some optimism, perhaps, for the tech sector. I know that IBM is reporting earnings tonight, and the stock's been up quite strongly and pulled the rest of the tech sector with it today.
Are there any other indicators which help account for the bounce back that we've seen today on the U.S. stock market?
Well, I think there was a report from one of the Federal Reserve governors from one of the Federal Reserve banks this morning that he had been in the camp that he expected a rate increase by the Federal Reserve before the end of the year. Now he was kind of holding out the possibility that maybe there would not be a rate increase at the year end, that we'd have to wait until 2016. In general, those sorts of reports have been supportive for the market, and that may have contributed somewhat to today's rise in the U.S. market.
And that was Peter Yankauskas from Oakbrook Investments. So let me give you some of the latest numbers from the financial markets now. And on Wall Street, the Dow was up 1.2% at 18,034. And at the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was up 0.8% at 7,052.
You've been listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service. For more news and analysis, download Business Matters, our daily hour-long mix of current affairs and debate, published at breakfast time in Asia and Europe. We debate key trends in the worlds of work, politics, technology, and the environment. Find it at bbc.com/podcast. You can also follow us and get our latest audio at twitter.com/bbcworldbiz and talk to us on Facebook at facebook.com/bbcbusiness.